Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, December 14th, 2012. It's Hobbit Day. It's also almost time for our orders to be cut off, so it's a pretty exciting time of year. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at EntEarth, but we have Tumblr as well at entertainmentearth.tumblr.com, so check that out. Let me go get my notes and get started with movies. Number one at the box office again was Skyfall, $10.8 million, followed by Rise of the Guardians, $10.4 million. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, $9.2 million, Lincoln, $8.9 million, and Life of Pi with $8.3 million. New this week, The Hobbit, and a bunch of other stuff you're never going to go see because The Hobbit's out. Stand-up guys, Any Day Now, Save the Date, and so forth. Save the Date actually looks like it might be pretty good because it's got Lizzie Kaplan and Alison Brie, and who doesn't love them? Honestly, who? Martin Starr's in it, too. You might not know it, but you love these people. If you watch Community or Freaks and Geeks or Party Down or what am I forgetting? Lots of other good stuff. Cloverfield. In the news, Cloverfield. Golden Globe nominees were announced. Lincoln, Django Unchained, Life of Pi, Zero Dark Thirty, and Argo are the dramatic best picture nominees. And Les Mis got nominated for musical or comedy because musicals and comedies are the same thing, right? Johnny Depp has been cast in Transcendence, which I am reading is about Depp's brain being uploaded into a computer. Belgian website RTBF is reporting supposedly Peter Jackson confirmed that Tintin 2 will be shot in the motion capture department in 2014 with release hopefully in 2015. The movie did so-so in the US but great overseas, and if you never saw the first Tintin movie, I really like it. It's good. On sale at Entertainment Earth. We have many sales, including the last-minute gift sale, which has some of our most popular items of the season returning at great prices. You can find a lot of items at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now. We're also offering free shipping on orders of $69 or more. You can select FedEx Home or Super Saver. FedEx Home is faster. And if you order by the 16th, you should get it in time for the holidays. The Christmas holiday specifically. New Year's. Most definitely Hanukkah, you might be missing. But anyway, you can find out all those details on our website. We also have other offers, including free shipping on Hobbit orders of $50 or more, and buy one, get one 30% off Dexter items. You can see it all, again, at sale.entertainmentearth.com. In toy news, since it's almost 2013, we're going to be having a lot more 2013 items to talk about real soon. I got to go through some spreadsheets, and hopefully we'll have a lot more to talk about. But in the meantime, NECA showed off pictures of a new alien warrior from Aliens, which has like 30-plus points of articulation. It's pretty impressive. I got a lot of alien figures, but I'm going to buy a lot more. They also showed off Hudson, Game Over Man, from Aliens, and he looks pretty great. No pre-orders yet, but the figures look really good. BotCon 2013, the Transformers convention, will be in San Diego and not in the Midwest. So, yeah, you got to go somewhere nice. No offense to anyone in the Midwest, but no snow in San Diego. Granted, there shouldn't be any snow anywhere in the U.S. in, when are they having this? July or June? One of those. Anyway, Transformers are still a thing. DC Collectibles has a new line of 3¾-inch action figures. One set includes Green Arrow with Deathstroke, and the other has Wonder Woman and Solomon Grundy. Each set is around $28. They got lots of articulation and great detail. And they're a little more expensive than your average 3¾-inch figure, but they are specialty market figures. They are also working on a new Batman Dark Knight Returns called Arms statue, which means Batman on a horse. Awesome. Diamond Select also announced a new Star Trek statue. Star Trek Femme Fatale 7 of 9 will be coming this spring for about $40. New pre-orders include the Dark Knight Rises Catwoman Play Arts Kai figure from Square Enix, a whole mess of Doctor Who stuff, including a damaged Cyberman, Cybermat accessory 20-pack, The Silent, two flavors, Idris, I don't watch the show, I apologize, River Song in a NASA suit, which looks super cool, and some other items as well. We also added an Amazing Spider-Man Venom Unbound 1/6 scale fine art statue. That means it's really fancy and expensive, but it's cool, you want to see it. Just search Venom on the site. And the new Fantasy Figure Gallery Dragon Maiden 1/6 scale statue from Boris Vallejo, I think it's Vallejo. I've seen his art for years. I have no idea how it's pronounced. I could recognize it. He used to do Star Wars paintings. I think he did a couple for Coca-Cola and Burger King as well. So I know everything through Star Wars. That's how I see the world. That looks like a lightsaber. Whatever. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm having a pretty good week. I hope you are too. My desk is covered in toy dinosaurs, and I'm planning to go see The Hobbit this weekend, which is pretty much how I expected my life to turn out back when I was 7. So I'm doing all right. I hope you're having a good season. Don't forget to go see some movies because there's a lot of good ones coming out. And that's pretty much all I wanted to talk to you about. So check out our other episodes and see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Thanks for listening. And if you like it, tell a friend. Or if you don't like it, you can complain at me and I'll make it better. Easy. See you next time.